If we want the European Union to do more for its people, how can we ensure it has the financial muscle to do so? In this first episode of the MEP Chat series, Siegfried Murasan and Andrei Novikov discuss this question. They explore the intricacies of the EU budget and touch upon key topics like cohesion policy, the recovery facility, and the expansion of the Schengen area. So whether you're a policy buff or just curious about the people behind politics, sit back, relax, and enjoy this engaging discussion.
Hello. Good. How are you? Good morning. Good to see you. How are you?
I'm still missing the morning coffee, I have to say, yes. But I'm doing fine. I'm doing great.
Nice
quite,
to see you.
Quite busy, I would say, that period.
Yeah.
But I'm getting used to it.
Andrei, Europe is so diverse. Cities, villages. Are you countryside or are you a city type of guy?
100%. If I have to choose, countryside is my place to be. Well, probably when it comes to work, city is the place, 8 hours a day. But morning in the countryside, coffee, home office, that's where my soul belongs to. What about you?
Yes, a bit the same. I like being in the big city. You know, there's many things that you can do in the big city that you cannot do in the countryside. But for living outside, quiet, countryside, nature, where you can jog a bit, where you can ride the bike, I definitely prefer it. EU Parliament calls for a massive 2 trillion euros Corona recovery package, May 2020, just after the beginning of COVID. Can you still remember those days here in the Parliament?
I remember the very beginning, the shock that we all felt and how difficult it was to organize our daily work. So yes, I remember the beginning. I remember the beginning. What about you? Do you?
Look, I remember 27th of May, President of the European Commission coming to the plenary of the European Parliament and saying we are going to do something for the first time in Europe, something unique. We are going to borrow money together at European level. It was the first time that the EU was ready to do that, and what came together was the biggest package of economic support ever created by the European Union to help us recover after the pandemic, become more resilient.
This is the instrument that is going to support our economy in the best possible way, because without it, I still vividly remember the empty planes, the empty hotels. So many businesses were close to be bankrupt. So it came in the right moment.
So the fund was initially meant to be a fund to help immediately after COVID those affected. But afterwards, we realized that we should help those affected, but the fund should also increase the resilience of our economies and of our public systems, make them stronger so that never again in the future a crisis finds us unprepared as the crisis in the past did.
Why do you think we are waiting 10 years to join fully Schengen? Yeah.
Look, firstly, I think we should join the Schengen area. Bulgaria and Romania are fulfilling all of the criteria to join the Schengen area. This should happen. I would be happy if maybe when we're joining, end of March, Romania and Bulgaria are joining with the airports, maybe we take together a flight from Sofia to Bucharest on day to show to people in Bulgaria and Romania, no more border checks as of today. What do you think?
That's a very good idea, actually. Why not? And we have to explain something very clearly to those who are watching at the moment. They believe this is a Bulgarian-Romanian issue. But if we go tomorrow to Vidin and Calafat Bridge, you see that on the top of the bridge, there are probably German truck with a Greek driver with a Polish goods to our Italian customer. So the whole project is meant to be part of the whole European ecosystem of trading, of free movement.
Andrei, whenever there's a crisis in Europe, people expect Europe to help. And we're helping, including financially, during the pandemic, now with the war in Ukraine. So I believe that if people ask Europe to do more, Europe also needs a bigger budget, a more robust budget. Where should we get the money for a bigger European budget?
Most of the problems that we are facing are not local. So in order to tackle them, we have to find a common solution. And the common solution here is called own resources.
For the time being, it's the governments of member states that pay into the EU budget as a result of a negotiation. I believe that in the long term, the European Union should have own resources. It should have its own resources. It should collect its own resources so that the financing is more stable, more predictable, transparent, non-political.
At the moment, the whole European Union is depending on the goodwill of the prime ministers to pay their taxes, to pay their contribution for the functioning of the European Union. And so far, so good. It functions well. I believe the key is to create a system which is going to create an income from European budget independent from the national member states. First, I'm very careful when it comes to new taxes. But in that case, if we try to shift from the national contributions to own resources, it means that the European Union could stop using the contributions from the national budgets. People are saving from this. And having a tax, let's say, on plastic bags or the bank transfers.
To collect at European level and to spend at European level.
It sounds fair. My personal challenge, which I committed to end of last year, is getting in shape. But I start running, I'm training jiu-jitsu, and I feel quite better, I would say. What about you? Did you do something after work?
I started running about 2 years ago. I like it, so I say, hey, I would like to run a marathon in the next 2-3 years, but I think it's more difficult than you think. So I would be happy if I could run a half marathon in the next year. Maybe we can do something together.
You're reading my mind. I was looking where we have these half marathons, because 21K is something that I think I can
do. You can do it,
do,
right?
Yes. Well, probably not with a great time, but still I can finish.
We have one in Cluj-Napoca in Transylvania, which is my region. Maybe we should get started as well. Eh?
Why not? You're realizing that we're having this talk in a TV studio, so we promise and we have to deliver. Hmm?
So, by plane from Sofia to Bucharest, when we join the Schengen area and the half marathon together, in the next 5 years. I think we're going to do it sooner, but in the next
Deal.
5 years.
Deal.
Okay, good.
And that's all for the first episode of MEPChat. Don't forget to catch the video version on our YouTube channel. Check out other MEPChat episodes via this podcast. We'll discuss important topics such as mental health, media freedom, and combating hate speech. In the meantime, follow us on social media. Our handle is @EPP Group. See you soon.